A new coalition of teachers, school officials, and state officials is calling for longer school days in poorer districts. The group says students in classrooms with longer days do better in school and says they're especially needed in high-poverty urban middle schools. The coalition includes several teachers' unions, including the Massachusetts Teachers Association and the Boston Teachers Union. For more, we're joined now by Richard Stuttman, president of the Boston Teachers Union. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Glad to be here.
Mr. Stuttman, why is this proposal a good idea from your point of view and from the point of view of this new coalition?
Well, you know, I think a lot of different parties have come to the conclusion that it's a good thing rather than a bad thing to think about expanding learning time, both academic and enrichment, in our schools, especially with our neediest students. And the idea here is to jumpstart a sustainable program to increase the time spent, and to be able to afford it.
Why target the schools that have been targeted, urban middle schools where poverty is relatively high?
The coalition is obviously not of one mind on every issue, but education is one way to help close the achievement gap. In improving education, providing more activities for children, and exposure to academics and enrichments is one way to help close the achievement gap. And this is our part in doing so.
Do we know yet which schools in Boston would be targeted for longer school days?
I don't think we do. I think it's pretty clear that as a group of schools, we could offer an after-school program that would do all of the above, and we wouldn't be hurting any school by offering that program. And as a matter of fact, right now, just about every school in Boston offers an after-school program of some sorts, whether it's the YMCA, whether it's citizen schools, and fill in the blank. And they offer the after-school program to basically better mirror the needs of the parents who have students in those schools.
We know that teachers have not universally accepted this idea across the board for a whole host of reasons, not the least of which is, will they be compensated for working a longer day? Why does the Boston Teachers Union think that now is the right time for this plan?
Well, the Boston Teachers Union believes that some combination of academic and enrichments would be helpful. We also believe that our members should be appropriately compensated. But at the same time, the issue is not merely compensation. An extended day of perhaps 45 minutes, maybe an hour in some cases, makes a little bit of sense, and that should be mandatory. But beyond that, the enrichment piece and the two-hour additional piece should be a voluntary adventure, obviously, for teachers and for children. Not all children need to be in school until 5:30 every day, and not all teachers certainly want to work for whatever the reason and for whatever the compensation, more than 45 minutes or so. Because you have to remember, teachers, when they go home, have another 2 hours or so on the average of work to do. And to extend the school day beyond perhaps 45 minutes would give these teachers a 12 to 13 hour day, which is obviously not sustainable.
Well, let me play devil's advocate, though, because if this plan works in the targeted high poverty urban middle schools, why not expand it to all schools so that all students can benefit?
Actually, I don't oppose, and I don't think our members oppose, expanding it to all schools as long as some of the time is optional. You're not going to go into every high school in the city for obvious reasons and say to a 17-year-old student, you're going to be in school now until 5 o'clock, because kids have after-school activities of their own, and as they get older, they have more. They have work responsibilities, family responsibilities, and they just plain old don't want to be in school until 5:30. I know I certainly would never have wanted to be in school until 5:30. Don't forget, they start at 7 in the morning. So I think you can't have a one-size-fits-all, but you can have a program that enables schools within a given subset to decide how they want to use some of that extra time.
Richard Stuttman, president of the Boston Teachers Union, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
All right. Have a good day.